This podcast is brought to you by Loot Crate Anime. Loot Crate has teamed up with Crunchyroll to bring you amazing toys, apparel, and other cool collectibles from your favorite anime and manga. To subscribe, just go to lootcrate.com/animeamerica and use the code animeamerica to get $3 off your first subscription. Let us begin, I guess. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm finally back from the grave as I decided to wake up this morning. In the news, the Prime Minister of Japan decides to cosplay as Mario at the 2016 Olympics. The new anime we will be discussing is Gakuen Handsome. The anime recommendation is Haruchika. And we're going to be playing a very special game at the end of the podcast. Stay tuned for that. Okay. To apologize for not being on the show earlier. I think the last two episodes, I've either not been feeling well or there's been, like, heavy construction. They're trying to do some new things to the house. And I have to, like, relocate for a little bit. Maybe going undercover.
Or AKA, she got pulled into the Shadow Realm and we just got her out.
Yay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bakura, I think, right? That's from Yugi.
Bakura!
He Yugi. Wants the leather pants.
Okay, so, like, I'm Brad, and that's Robin, and we have Shannon joining us.
I'm Shannon! I'm giddy! And I like chocolate.
Okay.
I need chocolate. I need to wake up.
Starting to sound like Anna. Old Anna would always say,
Earlier, she was saying okie dokie. When she was saying okie dokie, all I thought of was Anna in the recording booth going, okie dokie, artichoke.
I'm eating. Every time we go to introduce Anna and it was her turn to say her name, she'd go, I'm eating chocolate. Or, I've got purple hair. Okay.
In the time she said she had a bell and you called her Annabelle.
She didn't like that, if I remember.
Nope.
She's like,
you're like, Annabelle, can I call you Annabelle? She's like, no, you may not. I'm like, that's her name from now on. No, it isn't. And like, Will was on there, if anybody remember Will. And all of a sudden, she was like, taking her belt off. And we're like, Anna, what are you doing? Anna?
Memories. I knew y'all were gonna do that.
There's cats, and then there's Markiplier shouting, memories! So let's talk about the news. So, did anybody pay attention to the Olympics?
Yep.
I saw the part that you're gonna talk about, but as far as everything else, new.
Two reasons why I did not pay attention. Like, one, I got no cable. And two, I'm just like, don't really care too much for the Olympics anymore.
I watched more of the Olympics than I should have. I'm so happy Simone got to be the flag bearer towards the end. Woo!
Yeah, she did good.
She did great.
Like, I was hearing like a lot of controversy between like the Olympians and the newscasters when they were talking about the male athletes and the female athletes. And it's like, really?
I mean, the only two things I know that really happened during the Olympics was three Americans got caught in a whorehouse. The one part of the Olympic swimming team broke something after a party in a gas station, and three people were refused to leave to go home until that was whole resolved.
Like they were coming to the security guard saying, "Oh, we were robbed. We were attacked at the gas station."
Ryan Lochte.
Yeah. And the gas station's like, no, they were being dicks.
Yeah, and they just peed on the freaking building.
This is my territory! Swim club, oh! Why couldn't they send Haru Makoto there?
Yeah.
But the one positive thing that did happen at the Olympics, aside from all the controversy and stealing, the Japanese Prime Minister cosplays as Mario at the Olympics. So while the Olympic closing ceremony in Rio de Janeiro did not feature an appearance of Pokemon Go, as previously rumored, it did feature the Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, wearing the costume of the iconic Nintendo character, Mario.
And he came out of a green pipe, too.
In a glorious segue between Olympic locations!
Say bloop, bloop, bloop. And the freaky thing about this is, like, the new Summer Olympics will be taking place in Tokyo. And Brad, guess who predicted that the Olympics would take place in Tokyo in 2020?
You?
Akira.
Who's that?
No!
The movie.
Oh, Akira?
Yeah.
My favorite anime movie of all time? Yeah.
Yep.
So that means we're all gonna die.
Pretty much.
Wow.
The Olympics are held in Tokyo in 2020 in the movie, and ever since they're like, oh, we're having the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo!
We're all gonna die!
Anime fanatics scary. And the creators are like, wait a minute.
That's pretty cool, though. If I was gonna die, I'd want to die by a big mutant machine flesh blob of a thing. That would be cool.
It only shows up at the very end, and you won't know until it hits you.
And then the nuclear explodes.
That'd be super hilarious if that creature appeared at the opening ceremony. He's like, ah, no!
That would be the
shit. Then again, only us nerds would get it.
Hey, and the citizens of Tokyo would get it.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm expecting the Tokyo Olympics to be as awesome as the Olympics in China.
Like, seriously, like, I respected, you know, how the Olympic Committee was trying to be diverse in their selections and be all like, oh, we should, like, have the Olympics in more, in some areas where they're not usually held, just to be fair. So that's why they went with Rio de Janeiro. They really, really, really wanted to have an Olympics there, and they never had it. This was, like, the first time the Olympics were held in South America. But at the same time, it was a really bad idea.
Because with all the water.
Yeah.
And now, like, supposedly, like, Zika came over for some reason.
And the stealing. And the fact that, like, they put no effort into the Olympics because they just wanted to steal some of the money that the committee gave them.
Yeah. There was
that
study.
That's the case in a lot of cities where, like, except for Sydney. Like, the Olympic Committee gives them the money. They, you know, renovate the city and make everything all nice and pretty, but they try to make cutbacks so they can keep some of the change.
Yeah, they did do a study on that, on how much it actually costed to host the Olympics, and how Brazil was, like, really on that margin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Enough boring stuff. Now back to anime.
I'm gonna send you guys a link to the next article. Because you need to see this to believe it.
Oh, is that what the beeping was?
Yes.
Bling.
I saw this. I glanced at it slightly. I was like, the fuck?
I just couldn't believe this was real. Like, I had an OVA last year, but it's actually getting a show of its own this year. And I'm like, what?
For those who are listening, what are you talking about?
The new anime we're going to be talking about is called Gakuen Handsome. To which it's going to premiere in Tokyo, Tokyo MX on October 3rd, effectively October 4th at 1 a.m. But, let's see if I can, like, the original game School Love Story is set at Bataman High School, a private boys' school for the prefecture's most elite. The protagonist transferred into the school and meets various major players on campus, such as the outlaw teacher, the soccer captain, and a childhood friend whom the protagonist has not seen in 7 years. The school presents opportunities for friendship, love, and conflict. The tagline of the game is, "Whenever you exited the school gates, you were handsome."
Mm-hmm. So, their faces look like daikon radishes, though.
Their faces look like when you're drawing anime for the first time and you always gave them the pointy chins.
Yeah, pointy is an understatement. You could write with their chins.
Family Guy wouldn't need Reese Witherspoon's chin to chisel through the. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need a code for this one. Good thing I brought Reese Witherspoon's chin.
That one guy looks like Ichigo from Bleach.
He looks like Ichigo's derpy brother.
Yeah.
Everybody looks like the derpy brother, to be honest.
Like, oh, we're just going to send you to this special school. Are we handsome? Yes. Yes, keep telling yourself that.
So, my question of the day is that, since this is based off a PC game, is this a normal game? Or is this one of those no-homo shonen eyes, we won't really give you the answer type games?
I'm assuming it's that.
Whoa.
So, be sure to look out for Gakuen Handsome coming out in October. Brace yourselves. Animation-wise, I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
For the anime that I'd like to recommend, let's talk about Haruchika, also known as Haruto to Chika wa Seishun Suru.
Oh my gosh.
Wait a minute.
You just said a bunch of words that I don't even mean.
Shannon, this is from the Winter 2016 lineup.
Is this the one with the really cute song, opening song, and did she's the American who's learning that dancing thing?
I don't think so. This is the girl who wants to be more maidenlike as she joins the orchestra to play the flute.
Oh, that one.
Yep. So Chika Homura begins her high school career with a goal to develop a cute girl persona. After quitting the volleyball team, despite her all-star status, Chika decides to join her school's underrated wind instrument club and play the flute, believing it to be the most delicate and feminine instrument. For the first time in 9 years, Chika reunites with her childhood friend and total opposite, Haruto Kamijo. Unfortunately for Chika, Haruto is not fooled by her efforts to become more endearing, but this does not deter Chika, and she develops a crush on the band instructor Shinjiro Kusakabe, but so does Haruta. Yeah, her old childhood friend is a dude, falls in love with the school teacher too, and he's a dude as well. Everybody, from what I've known, everybody falls in love with the teacher.
And he looks like Lin Kagami.
Yep. Chika's high school life just won't go according to plan as mysteries begin appearing around her and her friends. The club members must work together to solve the mysteries plaguing the school, all while trying to find more members to compete in musical competitions. So, basically, she had a plan to be more maidenlike and feminine in high school, unlike her rough style. I love how, like, in the first episode that she's trying to run away from the volleyball team. They're like, no, we knew you were the champion, that you were an all-star. You need to join the volleyball team. She's like, I have a dream, my ladies. A dream to stand out and be more feminine and ladylike. And the way she described it, the volleyball team's like, it sounds stupid as hell, but it's your dream. Good luck, buddy!
What I like about the show... Oh, go ahead, Brad.
No. I was just gonna make fun of Robin.
What I like about this show is that the fact that the mystery part of it is like is not tied to something bloody or gory or death. I always found that weird in like anime. Every time there's a mystery nowadays, it has to be tied to someone dies. I get that it's like the murder mystery is like the biggest type of kind of mystery people are engaged to, but like there are more. You could put mystery in other stuff. You could do it.
I mean, it kind of reminded me, in a sense, a manga that I really wish became an anime called Zodiac PI, where there were murder mysteries here and there. Things kind of got bloody-ish, but not too much. But it was just a cute little murder mystery where, you know, she would solve mysteries with little chibis that would come out of her ring. Like, hey, I'm a Zodiac. Here's how to solve the mystery.
Yeah.
Just a ways for cute, but you're solving mysteries.
You know, shake up the formula. Doesn't have to always be shrouded in the blood of ketchup.
Yep.
In a blood of ketchup? What?
In a blood of ketchup.
Blood of ketchup.
Blood of ketchup. Shannon, 2016.
Quote of the day. But yeah, I definitely recommend it because the characters are hilarious. I love how she's trying to transition from a tough girl to ladylike. It's so awkward and hilarious at the same time. And how the guy that she knew is like, oh, is he gonna develop a crush on me like in typical anime? It's like, no, I'm in love with the teacher. Screw you.
Yeah, teacher's like, gonna get arrested.
He's trying so hard. He's like, guys, no. No, stop. No, come on.
They're like, it's like the anime that's trying to be the cool kid on the block and not, like, the hipster on the block and trying not to go to form. Oh, you need to follow the normal shoujo formula. And they're like, nope. We're good.
We're good. See, I like it when shows do that, when they break the rules. Like, not using any of the rules from top 10 worst cliches in anime. Which, by the way, holy crap, that thing went viral.
What thing?
My top 10 list. Like, a couple of days ago, I reached 350,000 subscribers, and I released top 10 worst cliches in anime. And ever since then, a couple of days later, that video hit 700,000 views.
Holy schmoly.
And my subscriber count just went 20,000 up.
Damn.
Yes.
I am now at 370,000 subscribers.
So it's not just me. It wasn't just me that I thought we jumped up to 20,000 overnight.
Oh, no, no, no. We're going to get a pretty check on this.
You mean you guys check, are, not me.
A check that I will be using to maybe donate to Brad and get him a brand new microphone.
I need a microphone.
And I'd probably use some of that towards my plane ticket to go back to America.
Yay!
So I can see Ellie get married.
Yay!
Ooh!
Never miss Thanksgiving meal with mom and dad.
I'm just glad my the Santa Maria video we all worked on is finally picking up.
Because like I said, thumbnail and title, because people don't know what Insanimania Mania is. For those who don't know what Insanimania Mania is, it's pretty much our version of AMV Hell.
Woo.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
I'll keep that in mind when a certain top 10 comes out next month.
Mm-hmm. Brad, one of my favorite clips for Insanimania. Do you watch Rick and Morty?
I freaking love it. It's like my favorite show.
I combined a scene from Princess Mononoke with the episode where they go into the Microverse engine.
Oh, wow.
We have no leaders. We follow only the will of the forest. Ooh, wow. Gay. That is pretty gay.
That is kind of gay.
Okay, is it already out? Because I saw you advertising it on Facebook.
It's already out.
Okay, I'm going to go watch it as soon as we're done.
Okay. In the meantime, let's play a game.
I have to say real quick. For Elle's wedding, no Pokemon Go at the wedding. It's not allowed.
I've stopped playing that game.
I'm just saying, we can't, in the middle of the wedding, be looking for, you know, Pokemon, whatever. I don't know the names of Pokemon.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today. Holy shit, there's a Mewtwo!
It's Pikachu! No.
I practically stopped playing the game because Niantic keeps ruining the fun.
Who's Niantic?
The people who made the game.
I'm finally starting to play the game just to give me an incentive to walk. You know, I'm doing the quality of life benefits of the game. Plus, when you live in a small town, you kind of don't get much variety. So
problem is you have to go to like a city area in order to catch some really good Pokemon. And they just keep making all these updates that really either glitch up the system or they take away something that really made the game useful to the point where outside sources are trying to help you until they fix the problem. But then they're like, oh, that's considered cheating. And if you use something like that, then we're going to ban that website and just ban you from playing the game for a while. And we're just like, really? You're going to do this? Act like freaking babies because we just want to play the damn game? There's so many things they could do to make the game better. But no, they'd refuse to do it. And I actually have like some intels because a friend of mine's sister works for the company. And the things that go down there. Wow.
You just got overwhelmed by the fact that they have the number one app in the world. right now.
Well, it was like the most anticipated product of the year. We're going to go out and catch Pokemon for real. And they ruined it. I may go back and play it if things get better, but until then, I'm just like, no. It's not worth it.
On the bright side, my school has like 10 Pokestops, so when I'm like...
Dude, we used to go to an area called Rhodes, and they had like all these Pokemon stops everywhere, so it became like the number one place to catch Pokemon. But the people that lived in Rhodes were complaining because a lot of people were, you know, vandalizing the area. They were camping out. They were like shouting in the middle of the night when children are supposed to sleep. So they were being really rude. Because there's like a fine line between in our neighborhoods, the North Shore and West Side, where the West people are really rude, violent, crazy.
West Side.
And they come over to the North Shore area causing up a ruckus, and the North Shore people are intimidated because they're like, these people from New Campbellton are here, Jesus. They're being really rude, so they petitioned to have some of the Pokemon stops removed, and they actually made it happen.
You know, that'd be an interesting storyline for, like, one of those crime shows where a hacker is luring people, killing Pokemon Go players, you know, luring them to a place, and then, like, yay!
That actually did happen.
That's happened plenty of times already.
Oh, really?
People have placed lures at Pokemon stops, and then people would just mug them when they got there.
Oh, man. Okay, let's get off that, because I started thinking of worse things than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they also found dead bodies.
They raped Pikachu! No!
There's a Squirtle over here. That's not a Squirtle.
Squirtle is squirtling blood everywhere!
Squirt this!
Oh my god, that's so bad.
Speaking of which, when people were like, kind of like being Westboro Baptists and protesting against sinners, this one girl was protesting against Pokemon Go players, thinking they were playing a game of the devil, and she made a sign that says, "I squirt for Jesus."
No! Oh man.
That's and there's awesome. A Squirtle drawn on there, like, what?
Wow.
Who's supposed to take you people seriously?
She has no idea the connotation of her phrase.
I'm sure she did.
Who knows? Anyways, let's play a game.
Yay.
Hey, so, describe your OTP poorly. OTP means one true pairing. So, a couple that you love more than anything from anime. Describe them, but very badly.
Are we supposed to tell it? Because I was bad
no,
at it.
No, we're supposed to guess. We're supposed to guess.
Okay.
So I can just do it normally, because I would normally describe it poorly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have one.
Okay.
When ice finally breaks down and melts into water.
Juvia and Gray?
Yep.
Easy.
Ooh.
Oh man.
Okay. Romeo and Juliet in space.
In space.
Space dandy? I don't know. Gundam.
Ooh.
Two lovers from different planets, but it can never be.
Is that the one?
Until somebody decides to blow up their shit, and they're reborn.
Oh, Sailor. Is that Usagi and Mamoru?
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't.
You
do
only
one.
Got that one when it came to the blow shit up part.
Yes. When you said blow shit up, I was like, yep. Lay one on us, Brad.
A dude with the wormy arm gets a girl that's fucking, I don't know. That's pretty bad, right?
Okay, I got one.
Effing no, man. This is terrible. I need, like, prep for these games.
Okay, I have one. I have one.
Okay.
Yelling each other's names won't save these two when it comes to the face full of demons.
Inuyasha and Kagome.
Hell yeah.
Okay, how about this one? He violates her with food and she doesn't know if she likes it or not.
This is Food Wars related, isn't it?
But which is the one that I ship?
Which one did you ship? Oh, you, that, the main character and the blue-haired girl.
Yay, Soma and Megumi.
I'm on a roll.
Ooh. Megumi is precious, Megumi. I'm just like, oh my god, you are so adorable. Come here. Come here. Brad, have you seen Food Wars?
You told me to watch it, and it's, I was supposed to, but no.
You must watch it. I think Sentai Filmworks has the dubbing rights to it. I'm like, dear Chris Patton, be in it. You'll have fun.
Oh, I have one. I got another one.
Mm.
Years of therapy will never save this office furniture.
What? Table coon?
Yes, but which table coon is the question of the day?
The Shimonetta?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, there's no OTP in Code Geass. Everyone's in failure except for the one that got pregnant.
Yes, but like, Table Coon got, that's the second time a Table Coon has gotten poorly really represented in an anime.
I'll try one, I guess.
Boy.
A lame martial artist. You probably know what it is off that. Lame martial artist has no idea that this pink-haired girl who punches things loves him. No, he doesn't love him. He loves her. Second.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that the OTP from that one is Ninja Senpai finally noticed me.
Ninja Senpai.
Shannon, did you get that?
No.
Ninja Senpai finally noticed me.
Oh, Sakura and Sasuke.
I was thinking about the other one.
Oh.
I was saying Naruto, because I got it wrong, kind of, but Naruto likes Sakura, but Sakura likes the...
Sasuke.
Brad, so I kind of screwed that up.
In the end, Naruto ends up with Hinata, and they have, like, two kids together.
Oh, yeah, I did see that they were chumming up when they got up to the big battle just before the infinite dream took place. They were getting all chummy. Yep.
And I think Sakura and Sasuke have a kid together.
Infinite Tsukiyomi.
I just love how, like, Naruto and Sakura just put that whole shipping thing to bed in the movie. Sakura was like, the only reason you ever liked me because you wanted to be in competition with Sasuke. I was like, she shut him down. And I was like, I mean, you still married a guy who I believe, Sakura, he was not worth it. But you shut Naruto down to your reasoning. And I'm like, claps. I gotta give you your claps.
Clap, 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 clap. And Naruto has a son named Boruto.
Ooh.
Yes. Which is Neji. But I forget.
Oh, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite joke somebody made up of Boruto. Boruto is talking to Sasuke. How do I get my dad to notice me? I don't know. Disappear for 3 years? It worked for me.
Yeah. That does work.
Let's see.
It worked for me.
Let's see.
If we could come up with a few more, then we'll close up the podcast.
Okay.
But,
Wait, I got one. This is one that's going to make you guys cry. Their relationship.
FMA.
And you... No. Their relationship ended with a bang.
Oh, why, Robin? Why? You're talking about Spike, y'all. Why?
Brad's quiet. He's heartbroken.
Why? Okay. I got one. I got one just
I'm gonna
as good.
try one after you.
Okay.
He died while just remembering that smoking was bad for the baby.
Hmm.
I'll say it again.
Smoking was bad for the baby.
He died right before he remembered smoking was bad for the baby. You both know this. Especially you, Robin. You're doing a review on it.
Oh, Wolfwood and Millie.
Yes.
That was hard for me.
Well, it's not like he knew she was pregnant when he died. That's still up in the air to decide, but still, it's hinted that she's pregnant.
Okay.
I mean, like how you explained it to me about what happened, I was like, oh.
That she's naked in bed, and he has his shirt off.
Oh, man.
Okay. I have one.
Try it.
An amputee keeps breaking things, so he has to visit her to repair them.
Winry and Edward.
I know, I already said FMA. okay.
See.
How about they have to go. In the digital world, they both have a fake holographic fairy daughter.
No.
You hate that one.
Kirito and Asuna plus Kirito's harem. You might as well just add them in.
Alright, she'll still love him no matter what, even though he keeps wandering away.
Yeah.
She loves him no matter what, even though he keeps wandering away.
Is this something I've seen?
Yep. He feels it is his sworn duty to keep wandering, and she'll be like, I'll be here to love you.
I'm going blank.
I just want to start naming random things that I can remember. But I know they're wrong.
Wandering. He goes.
Give us a hint.
Their characters both start with the letter K?
Okay.
Coconut? No, that's a C. That's a C.
Kagome? No, you already did that. Damn it.
It just Kira? Seems like if I give you more clues, it's too much of a dead giveaway.
Kira? Something?
No.
It's something Brad's seen, so.
You've seen it too.
I've seen it too. Oh, okay.
Action, sci-fi, what is it?
Action.
It can't be Ghost in the Shell.
Nope. Set in ye olde times in Japan.
Oh, Kenshin.
Kenshin and Kaoru.
Rurouni Kenshin.
Rurouni Kenshin.
Rurouni Kenshin.
I forgot they supposed to have the same name.
It's been like 10 years since I've seen that. And even then, I really only liked the movies, the OVAs. I didn't vibe on the TV shows.
I preferred the manga ending because it was happier.
Hey, Shannon.
Hmm?
He suddenly knew when he found that cat dead on the road, she was doomed.
Wait, say it again. I couldn't hear you.
He suddenly knew when he saw that cat get hit by the car, she was doomed.
Oh, no. If Megan was here.
So many swear words would come up if Megan heard that.
Oh, Yato.
Wait, Yato?
Wait, Hiyori and Yato. Is not Hiyori and Yato?
No.
Fuck. Oh, that happened? That happened? Oh, that happened.
Throughout the series, his cat kept following this guy. And then when he was leaving the hospital, when the one he loves is hospitalized, he sees the cat get hit by a car. He's like, crap. And then a couple episodes later, his girlfriend dies.
Does he throw the cat in the trash and she gets pissed at him?
No, he takes it to the vet and they're like, I'm sorry, it's too late. And he's like, ah-ha-ha-ha. And a couple episodes later, she dies.
So I was thinking of Parasite the Maximum, because there's a thing, maybe that's a puppy.
I said Noragami because that's how the anime started. In a similar fashion.
The cat didn't die, though.
The cat didn't die. Okay, this one. Then, it's not Tokyo Ghoul. It's not Sarah at the End. It's not a sports anime.
She'll beat him up even though he was traumatized as a child.
I know I haven't seen this.
I got nothing.
She'll play music until the day she dies.
Oh, no! Okay, I'm waiting.
She wanted Senpai to notice her even though it killed her.
Robin, stop. I know what it is now. Stop.
Here, Senpai, let me play you something.
It's no longer April, Robin. No. We should not let it lie in April no more.
Mm. There's an anime called Your Lie in April, Brad, and it's really sad. Like, it's about a young man who, like, he's traumatized from his past because his mother died and he gave up playing the piano. And this one girl who he fell in love with inspires him to get back into music, but then he discovers she has a fatal disease. Mm. Haven't you been through enough?
I just thought of one more.
Okay, this will be the last one.
She rages out on naked people when he gets eaten.
Mikasa and Eren?
Tech Titans.
It is like that. She rages on naked people.
She rages on naked people. Quote of the night.
Out of context, that is a great quote.
Alrighty, that wraps up our show. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast.
Yes, and don't forget to go to iTunes and subscribe.
Thank you, eggs and bakey.
Yes. And also, what?
Say what now?
I didn't know Anna was on the show. Okie dokie, eggs and bakey. You're singing stuff that she would say.
By the way, we need to get our end of the show thing, like, were we going to say, and email us at animeamericapodcast@gmail.com, and like us on Facebook, and check out our YouTube, all that stuff.
Wait, you said it.
Just Google Anime America and click all the buttons.
Push all the buttons, and I think Shannon turned into a robot.
Okay.
Shannon?
Hi, robot.
And that wraps it up. More awesome podcasts and videos are on the way. Thank you guys so much for listening. And stay tuned, Anime America.
Yay. Bye.
Bye.